Ja, velkommen her til den her fredag eftermiddag i Lisebølle. Jeg skal lige sige nogle almindeligheder, som I måske næsten allerede kan på forhånd. Toiletterne, de er derude, og så den vej op. Nødudgangene, ja, det er de udgange, I ser, vi har ikke andre. And I can tell this in English too. Toilets outside and up to the left and right. Emergency exits, that's what you see. There's a green sign down there and that's it.
No, this one.
There's a green sign down there.
Yeah,
right. And you will have to excuse me for the non-Danish speakers that the rest of this talk will be in Danish. Det er sådan en lille smule med ærefrygt og ydmyghed, at jeg står hernede og tror, jeg skal være konferencier. Fordi det er jo her i Lisemøllen, det hele startede for 44 år siden. Ja, det kan vi så diskutere. Og det gør selvfølgelig, og det vil jeg gerne sige med det samme til jer, at vi jo er også meget bevidst, at Lisemøllens publikum er det bedste publikum. Det er også jo en smule ærefrygt, at man tænker på alle de musikere, der har optrådt hernede. Og har sådan en fornemmelse af, at man har Gerald Adams og Arlo Guthrie, Eric Bogle og Alex Campbell. De sidder altså og kigger ind over skulderen for det her sted. For der er sket mange store ting i alle de forløbende år. Så på den måde så er vi fat i festivalens rødder. Nu får vi også fat i musikkens rødder. For den gruppe, vi starter med, kommer fra North Carolina i USA. Og hvis man interesserer sig for amerikansk folkmusik og old-time musik, så ved man, at North Carolina, Appalachia-bjergene og hele det område, ja, det er jo altså et sted, der bobler af traditioner, og det står den her gruppe også for. Mandolin Orange, som de hedder, hovedpersonerne, er mandolin- og guitarspilleren Andrew Marlin og violinspilleren og guitaristen Emily France. Men de kommer, som I næsten kan regne ud af, helt hold, og de introducerer sig i resten af musikeren. For lige at slå en krølle til sidst, prøv at kigge på Andrew Marlins mandolin. Det er ikke kun inden for de højere violinkunster, at der eksisterer Stradivariuser. Han har en mandolin med en ret speciel lyd fra 1924. Og der var en af mine medkonferencierer, som var mandolin-freak, som jeg snakkede med tidligere på dagen. Og han sagde, at han havde en gang fået tilbudt som en mandolin for en pris af $250,000. Mine damer og herrer, her kommer Mandolin Orange.
She waits for me.
to stumble.
Three sheets to the wind everywhere.
we could do it every set in this room right here. This would be great. Those first two songs are off of a new record that we put out back in February 1st called Tides of the Teardrop. But this next song we're going to do is off of a very old record. Not that old, but it feels old. From like 2015, you know, ancient. It's called Little Worlds.
Thank you.
Friends is a friend, and our friends build a memory. We sacrifice for the song. Oh, it's maddening.
Which is actually really easy when you have as many records as we do. But we're going to play a few of the same ones we did yesterday because they're new and we like to play them every night. And this is one.
Thank you.
Clapton. This is Josh Oliver right here on the guitar. Josh has got one of my favorite guitar styles. It's very understated and always serves a song. And I want to be like him when I grow up.
is Clint Mulligan on the bass. Some folks were hollering for this song yesterday and we didn't play it, so I hope you're here.
I think that was me. Set today. This is great. And thanks y'all for listening. I do know what festival is. I didn't just call it a festival. I just can't pronounce it. so I'm going to do my best. Is it Tunde?
Yeah.
Perfect. I won it. I did it. There's this great live recording of Ralph Stanley. Any Ralph Stanley fans? Okay, well, that's not really relevant. It's the point is, he was at this festival somewhere, and he goes, "We really appreciate y'all having us here at the Bluegrass Festival." So, if it works for Ralph, it works for me too. Anyways, here you go.
Into all things, you can help me.
So our country's not being very friendly right now, and we are doing our best to sing about it as much as we can. And this next song is definitely trying to fight all of the hate that is going on right now in our country.
We're from the United States.
Oh, yeah. French accents, but
paper mountain, where the black river flows,
so much for coming to the stage.
Very simple, it's just one word, and it's a very easy word. Did y'all understand that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
the sun. In a small southern town where the rebels run wild, beat their chests and swear they're gonna rise again. Well, it should have been different. It could have been easy the day that old boy died. Hey, should have gone with him. But here we are, caught in a wildfire.
From the new pop. Except for